I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Following Christ can be deadly in South Asia. A Scriptures in Use worker from the region shares the details.
We are living in a very difficult time of great persecution, great hostility to the gospel, and a great challenge to the church.
But challenges can also present great opportunities. SIU is helping church planters share the gospel with 2,000 unreached people groups using orality.
They are at the heart of discipleship, of how to disciple people who cannot read or write. They are at the cutting edge of making the gospel known in South Asia.
Help SIU train more church planters at our website.
I would really encourage people of God who are passionate about making His word known to be partnering with agencies that are in the forefront of missions.
Pray for SIU workers who risk it all to share the gospel.
We have a responsibility to pray for those people who are at the forefront of this, of God's work.
And a growing trend on the mission field is dependency on foreign aid. Joseph Richter of Farms International says their approach to missions uses a micro-enterprise loan program that ultimately frees up church planting efforts and foreign evangelism. See, self-sufficient churches can start native gospel work. Farms is bringing this idea to Ecuador.
The Quechua Church has had a long history of dependency on the West, and that has been very hurtful and has created sort of a nominalism in the church today that is going to be difficult to turn around.
Please pray for this process to impact a lot more with the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Search for Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.